A week from tomorrow is the annual Support a Scout Luncheon, and it's going to be at a brand new venue that just got its debut last Friday, City Flats Hotel. Jack McLeaver is here from the Boy Scouts. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. So much excitement about City Flats Hotel, and the keynote speaker is the guy that made it all happen.
Absolutely. We're excited to bring Chuck to town. We're excited to hear his story. You know, he's doing so many good things for our community.
I don't know if everybody realizes what a big deal Chuck Reed is in the world of entrepreneurship. This is a guy, he's kind of a go-to guy when it comes to, I was watching CBS News, I don't know, several months ago, and they were doing a story on tariffs. And there's Chuck Reed, just as, you know, a businessman, giving his 2 cents. I mean, he is, I think, well-spoken and certainly has an amazing story to tell.
He does, and I think people are going to, you know, be surprised about his story. You know, it was cool when he was on the radio a couple months ago to hear, you know, what he had to say about scouting and how scouting formed him and, you know, was a part in his life and his parents, you know, his father's life. But, you know, the scope of his business, I think, is a lot larger. You know, people see, you know, what he's doing here in Port Huron. But one of his companies, you know, is responsible for, you know, all of the furniture that are in McDonald's restaurants. I mean, that's right. A pretty big deal.
That is a very big deal. And he's from Michigan and has made his way over here to the east side of the state after a lot of investment in West Michigan. And I think he's kind of got an interesting story to tell as well about, you know, what he's discovered here in Port Huron, what we've always known because we've always been here. But he really found some opportunity here. And I think that kind of paves the way for additional opportunity, too.
Absolutely. I think you're seeing it, you know, all the time. I mean, we got Steve Fernandez putting the Country Style Market downtown. You know, all the development that's going on in St. Clair. I think there's new restaurants popping up in Marysville all the time. You know, if you look at the downtown area in Port Huron, I really think it's been the catalyst of all the building, all the growing that we're seeing throughout the community. I mean, Fort Gratiot is, you know, bringing in new restaurants. You're hearing about, you know, Culver's coming into the old Ruby Tuesday. And I really think, you know, downtown Port Huron, you know, is really the catalyst of all of that movement. And, you know, Chuck has a lot to do with that, with the Sperry's building and now City Flats Hotel.
He absolutely does. And as you mentioned, Jack, he's a supporter of scouting and has a history of scouting in his family. And that's the common thread of all the speakers that you bring for the Support a Scout Luncheon, whether they're from sports, entertainment, politics, business, they all have very close ties to scouting.
Absolutely. You know, we think it's important for people to, you know, hear people's scouting stories because, you know, whether people are Eagle Scouts or not, you know, most of the people that we bring in were involved in scouting in one way, shape, or fashion, you know, and it's always interesting, you know, because it's that thin thread to scouting that you usually hear after you recruit somebody in to be
right,
your speaker.
Right. The purpose of this luncheon, by the way, is to make sure that everybody has a chance to participate in scouting. I know it puts you guys, it takes a lot to put an event like this on. Lisa Mott is also involved in the Support a Scout Luncheon. Are you the chair of the event?
I am the chair. Yes, I am.
Congratulations on that.
I don't know about that, Paul, but yeah, it's been a great honor to be the chair of this event.
Well, and why is it important to you? Why is scouting important for you to be involved in?
Well, you know, it's just what we give back to the kids. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, it's about the kids. So you know, you come to the event, you listen to a great speaker, but really, at the end of the day, it's about giving back to those kids.
Absolutely. Though there should not be any barrier to those who can't afford to be in Scouts, whether it's because you know, their family has suffered some kind of a loss or they just don't have the income required. I mean, the scouting's not expensive, but there is money involved. And if there's any way that they can be helped, I mean, that's what this luncheon is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. So really, I mean, at the end of the day, it costs very little for a family to put their child through the scouting program, but it really costs us $225 to put one child through the scouting program. So that's why we really ask people to join this luncheon and come listen to our great speakers, but then look at supporting that one scout. You know, one scout is $225 for our area. And when we ask, you know, the parents to pay the $34 to put their scout through the program, that goes back to our national level. So really, at the end of the day, for us to be able to put that scout through the program locally, it's $225. So really, it's very important for people to come and raise money for our local youth.
Yeah, and that's an important thing, too, is the money stays here in St. Clair and Sanilac County, right?
Correct. That's absolutely correct. Yep. So back again, back to that, when the parents pay that $34, that goes to our national level. Mm-hmm. So we really want to keep that money local for these kids.
Yep.
So we can raise money to put as many scouts through the program as possible.
This is going to be at City Flats Hotel. I was not able to attend the Eddie Awards on Friday.
And neither was I.
Oh, you weren't there.
I was too busy with another fundraiser. So
a busy time in this community.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I was busy with another fundraiser that day, so I couldn't make it, but the place looks great.
Doesn't it, though?
I understand, at the very last minute, Chuck was vacuuming and mopping floors. So Chuck was there that day. I actually ran in there to get something from Scott that day, and he's like, Chuck is here. And I'm like, I don't have time to see him. So, but yeah, he was actually there making sure the preparations were ready to go. And we're happy to be, you know, one of the first. I mean, I think they had prom there on Saturday as well. So we're going to be able to be, honored to be there a week from tomorrow. Yeah.
He's pretty proud of this project, Chuck Reed, isn't he?
Chuck Reed. He's just an amazing man, and I'm super excited to see him next week. I'm excited to hear his story again, and he is very proud of our community, so I'm anxious to have everybody hear his story. We still have spots available. We would love to have more people join us. Super excited.
It's a luncheon. It's Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
If somebody wants tickets, they want to help out, what do they need to do?
They can give me a call, 810-292-0081. That's my number down at the Boy Scout office. You know, you can reach me anytime there. Or they can email me at jack.mcleaver, McLiver, at scouting.org.
All right. Well, let's hope that all the tables are filled. We have a full crowd for Chuck Reed next Tuesday, the annual Support a Scout Luncheon.
Yeah, and Paul's going to be there as our MC.
I'm going to be the MC.
Super excited about that.
I'm excited, too.
I'm glad.
I always enjoy this event. I always look forward to it. It's a really neat luncheon.
Just keep your pulse on the social media. We're constantly posting stuff about that, and tickets will be available up until probably the day before, really. I mean, okay. We're doing our final head count, but we're always welcoming more people. So the more the merrier.
All right. Support us. Got a luncheon a week from tomorrow at City Flats Hotel on Military Street in Port Huron. Jack and Lisa, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.